Hi everyone, I'm Logan Schmidt. Anyone who has had the privilege of meeting Canyon this past year knows that he truly believes the privilege is all his. He's a friend to everyone he meets, a listening ear for those who need it most, and above all, he's just an incredible person to have in your corner. Although he was busy traveling halfway across the country serving members this past year, he was always sure to make time for my impromptu FaceTime calls and watch every, in my humble opinion, hilarious TikTok I sent his way.
Hi, I'm Bentley, and I am Canyon's little brother. If you know my brother, you know that his smile, big heart, and hugs are the best. If you have met him, you also know the love he shares with all those he meets. When I spend time with him, I love that he plays games on my Nintendo, works my sheep, and helps me learn to be the best I can be. Most of all, I love his hugs and I love yous. And now, I just want you all to know that I am absolutely the luckiest person here today because I get to call Canyon my brother and my best buddy.
He's one of my closest friends and confidants. National FFA.
He's your Central Region Vice President, Canyon Huntington.
Time for class. There I am, full belly after a pancake breakfast, heading into the second grade when I noticed something on my desk. This must be a new assignment, but what could it be? In big, bold letters, I see Venn diagram. Anyone remember this? Looks like quite a few of us. You see, this second grade assignment required me to compare and contrast summer and winter. In my mind, summer was perfect, and winter was the awful season. I couldn't even imagine living in winter back in Iowa. The comparison was easy. I wrote a list of all the things I loved about summer and made another with all the things I hated about winter. The similarities took a bit more thought, but I settled on the fact that both were seasons in Iowa. To me, the similarities didn't really matter that much. I was more focused on comparing the differences. Done, assignment complete. Feel free to forget about it. Unfortunately, the Venn diagram wasn't left in the second grade. In fact, I continued to use it throughout my life, both inside and outside of school, generating a plague of comparison. But what if the way we've always been taught to compare in our education was missing the mark when we apply it to our lives? Let me tell y'all, second grade Canyon was really making some waves. Not only was he learning all about the Venn diagram, but he dabbled in static electricity and even how to multiply and divide. While some of these topics were tough and might be really hard to do from time to time, there was one thing second grade Canyon knew he could always ace, a spelling test. My mom and I would practice every night to ensure I would get 100% on my spelling test every week. Well, that was until the end of the school year in one very infamous week in which my life came crashing down. You see, I was about to have a spelling test. But it was Sunday, and my mom and I were getting ready to look at the blue folder. I pull the sheet of paper out and see the list of words, 15 in total. My first try wasn't so successful, but that's all right. I have all week. Every day after I get home from school, I would pull out the list of spelling words and practice, practice, practice. By Thursday night, I was feeling like I was about to have a big red A+ on my test the next day. Paper and pencil, folks. It's time for the test. 15 words, I got this. A few minutes pass by. Now we're down to the last word, because. B-E-C-A, O-U-Z-E. Done, I did it. I finished my test and I got up from my seat with all the confidence in the world to set my piece of paper on my teacher's desk, free to go about my day until it was graded. Canyon! What? A big red circle in the place of an A+? To me, this meant failure. What was I gonna tell my mom? I was gonna have to walk to her room and break the news. Now, I know what you're thinking, Canyon. You missed one word. It's not that big of a deal. No, to second grade Canyon, this was the end of the world because he wasn't perfect at the one thing he could always ace. Now it's time for the walk of shame to my mom's classroom to tell her she raised an epic failure for a son. Tears start welling up in my eyes. I stop in front of the doorframe to turn around and head back, but I walk in to share the news. Now I see my mom, and tears are falling with no way to stop. Mom, I'm a failure. I spelled the word because wrong. Now, I was ready for a disappointed mom look and a few stern words about how I could have tried harder, but I was met with a hug? What? We practiced all week so I could be perfect, and I wasn't. She's supposed to be mad at me. Instead, my mom shared with me a piece of advice that my dad has always said, even to this day. Albert Einstein might have been one of the smartest men when it came to science, but when it came to spelling, he struggled and wasn't as perfect as everyone thought. Now, why my dad knows so much about Albert Einstein, I'm not quite sure, but in that moment, it felt okay to be imperfect. It felt okay to miss a word on a spelling test. Perfection is an illusion. Our shortcomings are not purely a definition of how good or bad we are. We all make mistakes, don't do so on a test, don't always achieve the goals we have set for ourselves. Now, I know being perfect is a dream, but let's bring ourselves back to reality. It's the moments we aren't perfect that teach us the most about ourselves. No one in life is perfect, so why do we place so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect? Maybe some of you are thinking you don't feel the need to be perfect, but I would bet most of you don't like to make mistakes or be imperfect. Are mistakes not okay? Why do we feel the need to be the best and hide our shortcomings? Everyone, close your eyes. Now, I want you to raise your hand if you ever missed a question on a test, didn't achieve a goal, let someone down, had a bad game where you made a mistake, weren't a good teammate or friend. Keep those hands up. Now open up your eyes and look around at all these hands raised. You aren't alone. That's just the story we tell ourselves. We are all perfectly imperfect. So quit comparing yourself to some outlandish perception of perfection. Understand that perfection is not a reality, and it's okay to make mistakes as long as we learn and grow from them. At the end of the day, it's not about how we fall, but it's about how we get back up and try again. So focus on how you can set realistic expectations and goals for yourself that will allow you to grow as a person. But I need to be a little bit honest with y'all. I've fallen for this idea of perfection time and time again. I've told myself it's not okay to make mistakes. And this mentality has distorted my self-image, slowly forcing me to compare myself to others. But why? Well, let's flash forward from second grade to a Canyon who went through a few more awkward growth stages to find out. It's the spring of my freshman year of high school, and track season is about to be underway. If you don't know, there's one thing I love to do, and that is run. Well, at least it was in high school. Track was my all-time favorite sport, and it was my calling to be a sprinter. Nothing was gonna stop me from being the fastest on the team. I'm in the last seat of practice sprints. How I do in this practice will determine if I make the team or not. Ready? Set? Go! I start my 100 meter sprint. I'm in the front of the pack until out of the corner of my eye, Caleb, he passes me, and no matter how hard I try, I can't catch up. Boom! He crosses the finish line with me 4 strides behind. I lost. But thankfully, I still made the team and got put in the 4x100 meter relay. You see, this team was made up of the 4 fastest guys in my school, and we were ready to make it to state. Track meet after track meet, we were in the top 3, but couldn't quite achieve first place. This was a recurring theme for my relay team year after year. Every district meet, we were so close to state, but we couldn't quite punch the ticket. And I always kept asking myself, why? Well, right after our races, my teammate Caleb and I would run over to our coach to look at our split times. We wanted to see who was going to be the fastest one on the team. Every time, I would look at the sheet of paper and feel defeated. My time is never the fastest, but Caleb's always is. Before I have a second to breathe, my teammates and I are comparing ourselves to one another. Our focus isn't on making it to state or being a team. We would rather beat each other. In fact, in all reality, any one of us would have taken 3rd place or lower if it meant we could be the fastest one on the team. Now, it's my senior year. Our last chance to meet the goal we had set for ourselves all those years ago as freshmen. Now, we were determined to make it to state. We're at our first track meet. We get through all the events and it's time to race. We go and we get 2nd by just 2 steps. Then we celebrate and we talk about what we need to work on at our next practice. At the next track meet, the same thing happens and we ask ourselves, what could we do better? Then we're halfway through our season and before practice, getting a good stretch on, when our coach walks over to us, he says, I've got a really good feeling about this year. You boys are in the right mindset. Keep up the teamwork and nothing will stop you. Right mindset? What does he even mean by that? I had a light bulb moment. Coach is right. Something changed. We were no longer comparing ourselves to one another. No one was walking over to our coach after a meet to look at a split time. I was no longer comparing myself to Caleb. Each of us were focused on running our own race, seeing how we could improve our leg of the relay. We quit trying to be the fastest and just focused on being our best. And I'll let you in on a little secret. We made it to state. We often use comparison throughout our society to measure ourselves up to the competition. But why? Well, who here has ever fallen into a comparison trap like me and my track teammates? Maybe you started comparing yourself to someone on social media, a teammate, a best friend, because you thought they were funnier, smarter, or cooler than you. Maybe you started comparing yourself to someone in an extracurricular because you thought they were better than you, band, speech, or maybe even in sports. Well, I've fallen into that same comparison trap, being at odds with the value that I bring. This year, I've had the opportunity to be teammates with some pretty incredible people. During our year together, I see their value, never my own. In my mind, I could easily see Amara's value was her optimism, Grant's was his creativity. Carter's was his sense of humor. Morgan's was her compassion for others, and Emily's was her constant joy. But then there's me. I always ask myself, what value do I bring? My honest answer? None. I feel worthless. I go back to the second grade and I put my name in the place of that dreaded season because in my mind, I am always winter in my Venn diagram. I can spot all my flaws and make a list of the things I want to change about myself to be more like the people I consider to be summer, to the point where I hate myself. Why do we compare ourselves so negatively? Well, it goes back to measuring ourselves up to the competition. Maybe we like to point out all the ways that we're better than someone else, or maybe when we compare ourselves, we realize where we fall a little short. Or maybe you're like me, and you think everyone is constantly thinking of your flaws while they are perfect. It all boils down to one reason. We forget the unique value that we bring to the table. So let's take some time to think about the value that we bring. Let's get out our phones and open up the Notes app. Once you have your phones out, open up that Notes app and type the words, my unique value. Once you have that typed, I want you to think of one or two words that remind you of the value you bring in your everyday life. If you don't know, text a friend, family member, teammate, or mentor, and ask them what strength or good you bring to this world. Now, it's taken me some time, but over this year, thanks to my teammates and some incredible FFA members that I've met along the way, I have found my unique value. So, I'll help us out. My unique value is loving unconditionally. I hope to love everyone no matter what background they come from and meet them where they're at. So, what value do you bring? Maybe you're a great friend. Maybe you're someone who notices the small details that others miss. Or maybe you're the teammate who is always there to cheer on others or gets tasks done. What is something you excel at? Thanks for taking that time to discover your unique value. Remember, you are uniquely you, and no one can bring the exact value that you bring. But once we discover our value, how can we own up to it and use it to make an impact when we're taught to compare at such a young age? How do we let go of the comparison of the Venn diagram? Well, I think we should take a shot at remodeling it. You see, when we compare ourselves to a grade or to others, it doesn't work out. But maybe in school, the Venn diagram can work when comparing novels. Well, why don't we go ahead and throw away that comparison to perfection and to others? Let's turn those two Venn diagram circles into one. We can title this circle, My Unique Value. And in it, we can put our strengths or the good we bring to this world. In fact, we've already started that in our Notes app. Success isn't found in comparison to others, but it lies within this circle and how we carry out our unique value. So how will you adjust your mindset to succeed? Don't fall for the comparison trap this world sets for us. We are all perfectly imperfect. Our mistakes don't define our success. It's how we learn from our shortcomings that truly matter, because progress is more important than perfection. Quit comparing yourself to others, because it's never about growth or motivation. So why even do it? Run your own race, because in life, you are the only person that you're competing against. And remember, you bring a value to this world that no one else can bring. Don't get trapped in comparison. Find your unique value and live it out for all to see.
False confidence, and now I lay myself down and hope I wake up young again.